every time you came by, you'd stick out a $2 bill and a can of tuna fish. And it was New Year's Eve, and I had nowhere to go, couldn't drink, everybody's partying. And you walked on over and said, remember me? I said, yeah, you're the $2 bill man. He said, I'm going to take you home with me for a New Year's Eve party. How would you like that? I went to your home and had a shower, and you gave me some clean clothes, and we sat down at the table, and I told you some stories about who I really was and who my daddy was. There was a lot more to me than you might imagine.
I hope I was a little bit of a help along your path.
Well, you know, David, without your kindness, I don't know. I wouldn't say I'd have gone back drinking again, but I say it would have been rough.
You're now in the hospice program.
I guess it's my turn now.
It's your turn.
My prognosis is that I should be dead a month from now. I honestly tell you, I look forward to dying. There's a lot of people out there, they'll do anything to stay alive. Heart transplants, anything. But I'm telling you, I've done my business here, and I'm ready to go home. And when I wake up in the morning, to tell you the truth, I'm pissed off that I'm still here. The only way I get through a day, David, is to say, well, I'm going to make my life worthwhile by saying something of value that you can keep with you and that can help you.
And I'm grateful for that. You're certainly an inspiration to learn about how to live. And the last chapter here over the months, How to Die.
I want to say one thing about you. You've really, really been patient with me. And you care for me tremendously. That's going to count on your record of stays. And you got the finest record of anybody. Thank you for helping me so much.
Oh, you've helped me so much. Thank you.